Today's shir is Masechta Yevamos Daf Samach Beis. We will begin on Daf Samach Aleph from a Beis, two lines from the bottom. We had learned in the Mishnah the Machloikas Beishamay Beis Hillel when one fulfills the mitzvah of peer review. So Beishamay, we learned, said that you fulfill the mitzvah when you have Shnei Zecharim with having two boys. Ask them my time of the Beishamay. Based on what does Beishamay have this opinion? Says the Gemara Yalpinim HaMoshe, because he learns it from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, B'nei Moshe, the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim says, B'nei Moshe Gershim V'Eliezer. Of course, the Aruch Haner asked the question, why does the Gemara not mention the Pasuk in the Chumash that teaches us in so many different places that Moshe Rabbeinu had these two sons, Gershim Eliezer? Why does the Gemara choose the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim? So the Aruch Haner answers that in Chumash, the Pasuk many times only mentions the sons and not the daughters. And therefore, it would not be necessarily a proof that Moshe Rabbeinu did not have daughters because they're not mentioned in the Chumash. But in Nach, in Divrei Yomim, the names of one's daughters are also mentioned. The fact that there are no daughters mentioned in Divrei Yomim, that Moshe Rabbeinu had daughters, is a proof that Moshe Rabbeinu did not have any daughters, and therefore is a proof that one can fulfill the mitzvah per rivia without having any daughters. Beis Hillel, who says that to fulfill the mitzvah per rivia, one must have a son and a daughter. Yalpina mebriyasa shalayla, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, made Adam v'Chava, so too, to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to have a son and a daughter. Ask the Gemara, or Beis Shammai Nami, so why doesn't Beis Shammai learn Lilfi Mibriyasa Shalaylam? Why don't they learn from the creation of the world? Says the Gemara, Ein Donan Efshe Mishi Efshar. At the creation of the world, they had to have a son and a daughter. They had to be boys and girls. Otherwise, the world cannot have been fulfilled. But says Beis Shammai, that doesn't mean that once the world is here, we need to have men and we have to have a boy and a girl to fulfill the mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, Ubeisol Nami Lil from Moshe. What does Ubeisol learn from Moshe Rabbeinu? That just like Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled the mitzvah, obviously, just by having sons, that is an adequate way to fulfill the mitzvah. Amilach, so the answer, Moshe Medati Hu David. Moshe Rabbeinu, that he only had sons, that was something that he did on his own. It's not what the halacha is to all of us. Rashi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu had the special reason to do so, as we're going to learn in the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be available all the time to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to live that life. But everybody else did not have to live that, does not follow the model of Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Gemara teaches us, the Tanya Shlosha Dvarim Asa Moshe Medatoy, there were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu decided to do on his own. V'skimai Datu L'das HaMokan. And we then see that the Pasuk says that he did what was the right thing to do. The Gemara says, Pirish Menisha, this that we're learning in our Gemara, that he separated himself from a wife. V'shiba aloichas, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas when he came down from Shemayim. V'hoisav yamechad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he added one day to the Shloish Shimei Agbala. Says, to ask Tosfos, why do we say that Moshe Rabbeinu, this that he separated himself from his wife, was because it was his own? We're going to learn in the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shvu v'lechem l'alechem, that everybody should go back home, and Moshe Rabbeinu should not go back home. So wasn't that something that he was clearly told to do? Says Tosfos that if that would have been what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from him, then why would we find that Aaron and Miriam were discussing Moshe Rabbeinu's lifestyle, that Moshe Rabbeinu separated himself from the women, from his wife, and they sort of didn't understand and were concerned, how did Moshe Rabbeinu take that lifestyle upon himself? If that's what he was expressly told by Kadosh Baruch Hu, then they wouldn't have ever had an issue with what he did. The fact that they had such an issue is clearly an indication that it was something that he wanted to do. But as we just said, it was clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. So it was clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him, so why did they have an issue with it? So Tosfos answers, that b'derech sha'odam loitzo leilech me'lichnoi say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, gave him that directive. But that directive was based on what he wanted. And their issue with him was, why did you want that? Says the Mar Pirish Manisha. So as we just learned, Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife. My Dorish, what did he say? Omer. My Yisrael, Shlai Dibra Imam Shechina El Fisho. They were only spoken to for one moment. And moreover, the Kavalan's man, they knew exactly when the Shechina was going to speak to them. Omer Tara Tikshu El Isha. They were had to separate themselves during that period. Ani, Shemiyuch Ladibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to me B'chol Shav V'Shav all the time. Moreover, there isn't a specific time that I have to, that I know I should be prepared for. Alachs kam v'kamma, that I have to separate myself. It says the Gemara, v'skima datal das hamakam, and we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately agreed with his decision. Shenemar, the Tosuk says that after Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu issues a directive, lecha melehem shuvel chem lalechem, everybody should go back to their family life. V'atab, whereas you, Moshe Rabbeinu, poi amoid imadi. Shiva Saluchais, the next thing that we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own, where they broke the Luchas. Says the Gemara, my Darish, what did he, what brought him to make such a decision? Omar, said, Ma Pesach Shayach Metoch Sheish Meis V'Shloish Esri Mitzvahs. Pesach, which is one of the Tariq Mitzvahs, Amr Torah, the Torah says, Koba Necha LaYochaba, anyone who is separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu may not eat from the Karan Pesach. Here we have the Torah Kula. I'm bringing the Luchas, that in the Luchas there are the entire Kaira. Yisrael Mumrim, at that point, Klai Yisrael were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. They were worshipping the eagle. Alachs Kam V'Kama, certainly they are not worthy to receive the Torah. It says the Gemara, V'skima datal das hamakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with what he did. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yoyim HaShem HaMoshe, Asher hayu aluchas rishonim asher shibarta, Amr Shlokish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Yashikarech shibarta, you did the right thing, you did the right thing that you broke the luchas. And that's why we see that Moshe Rabbeinu agreed. So the rishonim asked the question, that if that's the case, so Moshe Rabbeinu had a kal v'chomer why he should break the luchas. So why is it considered that he did it midatoy, that he did it on his own? A kal v'chomer is a very legitimate way to understand the Torah. So Tosfos answers that his kal v'chomer was based on Korban Pesach. Pesach Korbanos are very unique, and Korban Pesach is kachim. And by kachim, the halacha is that kamuma lo yechabai, anybody separated, can't have any connection to the Karim Pesach. That isn't the rule for everything else. So the Gemara says, how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed? Because it says Asher. So the Rishonim ask, the Torah many times uses the word Asher. And not every time that the Torah uses the word Asher, does the Gemara say Asher, that it means Yashikayach, we're agreeing what you did. Why all of a sudden here does the Gemara say that it means Yasher, that I agree with what you did? So they answer that the real proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was satisfied with what he did is because we know that Allah is the Luchais, the Shivrei Luchais. Not only the Luchas of Menachem Barim, Aron Daron HaKadosh, but even the Shivrei Luchas, even the broken Luchas are kept in the Aron. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that he should not have broken those luchas, he would have never instructed him to put them in the Aron. The fact that he was instructed to put them in the Aron is clearly an indication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was agreeable to what he did. Others say, we look at the last words of the Torah, L'chol Yad HaChazaka, And Rashi explains L'chol Yad Hazaka, quoting the Medrash, that he broke the luchas. So we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the last words of the Torah, mentions and says, I was agreeable with what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Ha'isav Yomecha B'datoy, Moshe Rabbeinu added one more day to Kabbalah's Torah. My Darish, what was the drasha that he did so? For as the Beis Shmuel explains, it's certainly inappropriate that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give us the Torah, you're delaying it. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Kidashtem Hayoyim U'machram. And Moshe Rabbeinu said that the Torah was given by, the instruction was given today. Now the instruction was given on Thursday, on Wednesday. And Moshe Rabbeinu thought to himself, it's already Wednesday morning. And the Torah says, Kidashtem Hayoyim U'machram. Hayoyim K'machram. We know that the Jewish day has the night and then the day. So the next day we'll be able to have the whole day. But today, part of the day has already passed. We already have the middle of the day. We didn't have the previous night. Because Laila de Idna, last night, Norfolklay, has already passed. Shmamina. So Moshe Rabbeinu came to the recognition that the Trei Yoimi, that the 2 days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Mekadosh herself, have to be Levar Me'idna. That means the Torah, everybody agrees, was given on Shabbos. So Wednesday is not one of those 2 days. It has to be Thursday or Friday. The Skimoi Dati Adas Makaba, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed, the Lashar Yeshchina, because the Shechina, the Torah wasn't given, indeed, at Shabbos, until Shabbos. If the Halacha would be, not if Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong, then the Torah should have been already been given on Friday. So what do we see from here, says the Imri Emes? The Imri Emes says that from here we learn Kaddish Atzmacha B'Mutalach. Even though that there was a day that wasn't supposed to be one of the Shloisha Shmei Bola, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to teach us that we are supposed to take even times that don't have that Kedusha and infuse those days with Kedusha. And that's why he delayed it. So of course the Mefarshim asked the question that, how could a Moshe Rabbeinu delayed giving the Torah? If the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was prepared to give the Torah a day earlier, how was Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to delay it? So Mefarshim answered, once Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, it was no longer considered something that he was delaying. Because once Klal Yisrael came into that status, that they're ready to be Mekabel the Torah, so the fact that they did or did not actually receive the Torah is not that significant. Tanya. So says the Gemara, we go back to the Sugya of Mitzvah Pirah Rivya. Nasan Aymer, Beshama Aymerim, Shtei Zuchar V'Shtei Nekevus. He says that Beshami's opinion is that to fulfill the mitzvah Pirah Rivya, one has to have 2 boys and 2 girls. Beisil Oimrim, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah Zoch in the Keva. Omer Rav Huna, my Tamer Rav Nosan, leave the Beshami. What is the explanation for Rav Nosan according to Beshami? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says regarding Adam. The Taisul Aleda says Ochiv Es Hevel. So he explains that the word S means that there was a sister born with Kain v'Hevel. Hevel v'Achoysoi, v'Kain v'Achoysoi. So that means Adam Arishin had a son and a daughter, and therefore when we want to fulfill the mitzvah Pirah Rivya, it has to be the same. The Ksiv, and then the Pasuk continues to say that after Kain killed Hevel, they had another son, and they called him V'Tikra Shemoi Sheis, Kishosli Elokim Zera Achar, Tachas Hevel Kiharga Kain. So Beishamai says that you have to fulfill the mitzvah. The way to fulfill the mitzvah is by having 2 boys and 2 girls. One of those boys was eliminated. Hevel was eliminated and it had to be replaced. The Rabbanon, how did Rabbanon who disagree and say that you don't have to have 2 boys and 2 girls explain these pasuk? He explains, Adu Yehud Kamaydis. He was thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me these children, but not that they were halachically required in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Tanya Idach, Rav Nosan Ami Beshama Oimrim, Zoch and the Keva, that according to Beshama, you have to have a male and a female. Beisil Oimrim, Oizoch on the Keva, if you just have a son and a daughter, it's enough. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nosson, my time, Amar Rav Rava, my time, Rav Nosson, leave the Beis Hillel, that according to Beis Hillel, just a Zohar and a Keva is adequate. What's the model? It's not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons. It's not Brias Olam, where it was a boy and a girl. Shenemar, he says, the reason one has to have children, because the Torah says, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, the world was not created to be left empty. The world was created to be populated. And as soon as you have a child, you have fulfilled that obligation. Says the Gemara, Itmar, if somebody had children while he was non-Jewish, and he becomes a ger, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kayim, through having those children, you mekayim the mitzvah piri rivya. Rabbi Shlokish Amar loy kayim rivya. You're not mekayim the mitzvah piri rivya from children that you had when you were non-Jewish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kayim piri rivya. Rabbi Yochanan says you were mekayim the mitzvah. The havelay, you had children, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. It's not considered you a mekayim the mitzvah pir rivya, because gershon is gayer kekata shenayla dami. We often know that a gershon is gayer is considered a newborn child, and there is no connection to his previous family. So the children that he had from before, he's not mekayim the mitzvah with. Vazel tamayu, and says this machlokes of Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we find that they have the same achlokes, the itmar. If somebody had children when he was not Jewish, v'nisgayer, and then he became a ger, Rabbi Yochanan Amar ein lo b'chol nachla. The child that's born first after he becomes a ger, and if that child is a firstborn son, the din of a b'chor, that the b'chor gets a double portion, doesn't apply to that son. Davalei, the father already had children when he was non-Jewish, and they're the Reishis Oinai. They're considered the Bechor, and therefore this son doesn't have the din of a Bechor. Reish Lakish Amar, Yesh Lei Bechor L'Nachla. We discount the children that were born from before. Why? Because Gershon is Gai Kekotin Shanoi L'Dami. So says the Gemara, this same Machlokes that we had between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish here by Pir Rivya is the same Machlokes that we have regarding Yerusha. So the Gemara's question is, V'tzricha, why do we have to have the same achlokes twice? Answers the Gemara, D'yashmina k'maisa, if we only had the question by Pir Rivya, we'd say, B'hui kam Rabbi Yochanan, because there Rabbi Yochanan says that the children that were born when he was not Jewish yet are still a fulfillment of the mitzvah Pir Rivya. The Mikara Nami b'nei Pir Rivya, the Nakum also are supposed to have children. The Torah says, V'yoyme Elokim, Pururavu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, everybody has to have children, even Akum. Avlin Yenachla, but when we speak about Yerusha, Debla B'nei Nachla Ninu, that Taloch Yerusha doesn't apply by Akum, Eime Moidelei, maybe over there, Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish, to the concept of Gershon's Gai Kekotin Shenoi L'Dami, and the son that's born afterwards is considered a Bechor. If we only had the machlokes regarding Yerusha, we would suggest, that's where Reish Lakish holds that Gershon is Gai Kekotish Noel Dami, and the son that's born after he became a Ger is considered a Bechor. Abihi, regarding the Shaila of Piri Rivya, Eime Moidelei, maybe Reish Lakish will agree to Rabbi Yochanan that the children that were born even before he was Jewish, he's mekayim with them the mitzvah pri rivya. That's why tzricha we had to have the machlokes both times. So here we had a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, if with the children that the Akum had before he's geir, the ayukai mitzvah pri rivya. There's a machlokes rishonim. What does that mean? That the Rambam holds that even Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you mekayim the mitzvah pir rivya with children that you had when you weren't Jewish, that's only provided that those children were megai themselves. But if those children were not megai themselves, even Rabbi Yochanan, says the Rambam, would agree that you would not, that this individual will not be mekayim the mitzvah peer review with those children. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that even if those children were megayir, still the halacha is that you mekayim mitzvahs peer review with those children that you had when you weren't Jewish and remained non-Jewish. So the Mechitz Chinuch and the Turi Evin all ask the question that how could one suggest that a child that was born when he wasn't Jewish, and let's make the question stronger, and according to the Rambam, that child never was Megayir, how could one suggest that with that child, you're Mekayim Mitzvah Peer Rivia? The question they ask, what would be the halacha if Akum put on tefillin? Does that mean that he fulfilled the mitzvah tefillin when they fulfilled the mitzvah tefillin at that point? What would be the halacha, asks the Turi Evin, if somebody took dalaminim when they weren't Jewish? And would that mean that they were mekayim the mitzvah tefillin? Before they're Jewish, they have no mitzvahs. So how do we understand this Gemara? So the Turi Evin answers that the mitzvah peer rivia is different than other mitzvahs. In other mitzvahs, the requirement of the mitzvah is to do the mitzvah. By peer rivia is a mitzvah which is very result-oriented. What the Torah wants, that there should be children. The Torah wants that there should be children. So as long as you brought children to the world, it doesn't make a difference if you brought the children when you were a Jew or you weren't a Jew. The goal of the mitzvah of having children in the world has been fulfilled. And if the goal of the mitzvah of having a child is fulfilled, then you fulfill the mitzvah. Another way of understanding this teretz, I think it's the Mechitz Chinuch is not necessarily disagreeing with the Turi Evin. He just expresses it somewhat differently. He says there are some mitzvahs that are fulfilled in one moment. A person puts on tefillin, so he fulfills that mitzvah, the mitzvah of tefillin, that moment when he put them on. The mitzvah of dalaminim, you fulfill the mitzvah the moment you take the dalaminim. But then the Mechitz Chinuch says there are mitzvahs that don't just end the moment you fulfill the mitzvah. And the proof will be in the Gemaras that we're going to Mitzvah Shem learn in today's shir, where the Gemara is going to teach us what's the halacha if somebody had children and unfortunately those children passed away, but he has grandchildren. Under what circumstances is it considered that he still fulfilled the mitzvah peer review? Under what circumstances is it not considered that he fulfilled the mitzvah peer review? What do we see from that, says the Mechitz Chinuch? The mitzvah of peer review is a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that is a mitzvah that's nimsheches, that continues. So even though maybe at the moment you actually fulfilled, the moment that you actually had that child, you were not Jewish, but as long as now you're Jewish and now you have those children, it's enough to fulfill the mitzvah of peer review. Ask the Gemara, Eisei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, ask Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Pasuk says that after Chizkiyahu HaMelech got recovered, the Pasuk says, by Eisei, he shalach, Beradan Beladam Ben Beladam Melech Bavel Svarim Umincha Al Chizkiyahu Kisham Kichal Chizkiyahu. He had heard that Chizkiyahu was ill, and he heard that he got better, and he sent him a gift. But we see that there is a Yichus Beladan Ben Ladam. So we see that there is Yichus by Akum Amalei. So what are you saying, that there's no Yichus and therefore there's no peer review by Akum? Answers the Gemara, Amalei b'yoysim of the Kechavim is lo'chayis. As long as they're Akum, so of course there is some level of Yichus even by Akum. But what Rabbi Shlokas says, what I'm saying is that after they become Gerim, Gershin is Gayer to Katan Shinoiladami. And therefore, after Shin is Gayru, less lo'chayis, there is no Yichus. Says the Gemara, Amarav, Hakamoidim. Both Rabbi Yochanan that holds that the guy that was Mizgayer, when he had children when he was not Jewish, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Peer Rivia. And Reb Shlokish certainly agree, but Evid She'en Laichayis. They all agree that Evid doesn't have any Yichus. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says that Avram Avinu said to Eliezer, Shvu Lechem Poi Em Chamor. Am Hadoy Melechamor. The Pasuk is comparing The pasuk is comparing the Eved to a Chamor. So I saw that the Paradis Yosef explains what does it mean that Am Hadoim El Chamor. Says the Paradis Yosef that, of course, the Chachamim, there are great Chachamim, not just by Klal Yisrael. The Chachamim by Umas Olam as well. The difference between the Yisrael and the Akum is that we recognize, the Pasuk says regarding Klal Yisrael, Yodah Shar Kaneyu, an axe knows who gives him to eat. We recognize from whom our existence comes. A Chamor lacks that level of understanding of who creates us and from where our existence comes. And that's why it's called Am Hadoima L'Chamor. Meisvei asked the Gemara, how could you say that there is no Yichus? By Akum, Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Ulitziva, who was the Eved Knani of Mifri Boishus, Chamisha Esrabonim, he had 15 sons, Vesram Avadim, and 20 Avadim. So we see that he did have Avadim. Omrav Acha, by Yaakov Kepav and Boker. Yes, he had children. Animals also have children, but he didn't necessarily have children. He didn't have children that are miyuchas after him. Ask the Gemara Yehochi, if you're saying the fact that the Torah mentioned, the Pasuk mentions the children, doesn't mean there's a yichus. So when we quoted the Pasuk earlier about Beladen ben Beladen, which was a raya that there's yichus by Akum, Hasam Nami, we should say the same thing. We should say that the Pasuk doesn't really mean to say that they have a yichus. The Pasuk is just saying that these were the children, just like an animal has a children. Says the Gemara Shani Hasam, that's not the way we could understand that Pasuk. Because says the Gemara, since we see that in that Pasuk, Yechsinu b'shmayu b'shmo davuon, the Pasuk goes out of its way to say Beradon, Beladon, Ben Beladon. If all the Torah meant to say was that they had children, the Torah would not have mentioned all of those details. The fact that the Torah mentions all of those details, that's a proof that there's a Yichus. Hachaloi Mefarsh. Whereas by Tziva, the pasuk that we just learned, said he had 15 sons, but doesn't say anything about a yichus. V'bay seima, yechsinu b'dichta achrita. We find that in another place, the Torah mentions the yichus. Bavuon u'bavu davuon. Going back many generations, the ksiv, the pasuk says, regarding v'yikach osav eskol ha-kesef, v'azov ha-nesorim b'oitzus b'es Hashem, v'es oitzus b'es ha-melech, v'yitnim b'yad avodom, Vishalchem Hamelech Osom, the king also sent him, Hadad ben Tavrima Bechazoyin, Melech Haroim, Hayoise Bedesik Alamazar. The fact that it was mentioned, all of this Yichus, is clearly indication that they have, that Akum, not Avodim, but Akum have a Yichus. Says the Gemara Itmar, Hoy Loi Bonam Mesu. If somebody had children, unfortunately it passed away. Ravuna Makayim Piririvya, Ravuna says that this person was Mekayim Mitzvah Pir Rivya, even though unfortunately now he has no children. Rav Yochanan Maloy Kayim, he did not fulfill the mitzvah. And the Gemara explains itself. Rav Huna Mekayim, Mishum Kedir Rav Asi, because as Rav Asi said, the Amar Rav Asi, the point of Pir Rivya is because Ein Ben David Bo, Mashiach won't come, Ad Shiyich L'Kol Nesham Mishra B'Guf. There is a place that, in Shemayim, called the Guf. And that's the warehouse, so to speak, of all the neshamas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mashiach can't come until all the neshamas there are brought to this world. Shenemar, Ki Ruach Mofonai Yatov. Neshamas and the Asisi. All those neshamas have to be brought down to this world. So if a person had children, and even if unfortunately those children passed away, but those neshamas have been brought to the world. And that's why we need to have children. And therefore we fulfill the mitzvah. Rav Yochanan Maloy Kayim Piririvya. Rav Yochanan says, under such circumstances, one has not fulfilled the mitzvah Piririvya, because the purpose of Piririvya is L'Shevus Yitzara, to populate the world, V'leko. And if the children don't survive, unfortunately, you have not populated the world. So Taisus Yisharim asks that the Gemara Masech to Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Chesam Beis, teaches us, Emola Yisram Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos, If Klai Yisrael would properly, Kilchasan, if Klai Yisrael would properly observe two Shabbosos, Miyad Negolim. So we see that it depends on Shemirah Shabbos. So if they'll do Shabbos, Mashiach's coming. But what about all those Neshamas have to come? So the Tosfos Yeshanim says that just like the Mitzrayim, they had 66 children at one time, or the Mashal says they had 60,000 children at one time. So therefore, you could have many children at one time, and that will take care of that problem as well. Of course, the problem with that pshat is that still, it takes time till all those children are born. So the Mashal suggests a different approach. The Mashal suggests that sometimes there's one neshama that comes to the world that's equivalent to hundreds and thousands of neshamas. Shokla Moshe, the Medrash says, Kenegi Kol Yisrael. Moshe was equivalent to all of Klal Yisrael. What the Gemara means to say, that if Klal Yisrael will be Shai Meshabbos properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring such a neshama to the world. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings such a neshama to the world, we will be Zaycha to be able to have Mashiach right away. I saw that the Rishna explains, Achi Yichlu Kol Neshama Shebegof, Yichlu, the Pasuk says, Nichsefa, Pasuk can tell him, Nichsefa Vagam Kol Sanafshi, Aksha Yichlu Kol Neshama Shebegof, when all of us are at the point in our lives that Yichlu Neshama Shebegof, we all yearn for closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the point that we will all properly yearn for closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that point, the Mashiach comes. And in fact, says the Kedushas Levi, we can now understand many of the Sheva Brachas that we say at a wedding. We say at the Sheva Brachas, Sois Tosis. He says, what does Sois Tosis mean? What does the Brach that we say, Sameich, Sameich, Samach mean? He says that what those Brachas mean, explains the Kedushas Levi, they're all speaking about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But the question is, what does the Binyan Beis HaMikdash have to do with a chasna? What does the Binyan Beis HaMikdash have to do with a marriage? Says the Kedushas Levi. According to what we're understanding now, it's very understandable. He says, because what, of course, is the purpose of a marriage? The purpose of a marriage is to bring children to the world. And Mashiach will only come, we're learning, when all those neshamas that need to come to the world, come to the world. So once we come to a wedding, which will ultimately develop into having a family and children, so we'll have the Beis HaMikdash, because we're going to have Mashiach come because of those children that are coming to the world. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, B'nei Barim Harem Kabanim, the grandchildren are equivalent to children. That means, the Gemara is assuming now that if someone unfortunately lost a child, but the child that he lost had a child, so that's considered as if the father had that child. But if, according to Rav Huna, as soon as you had children, even they didn't survive, you mekayim the mitzvah, because you brought the neshama to the world, so why do we have to rely on b'nei banim, Harem Kabanim? The fact that you had the child, even though the child didn't survive, shouldn't make a difference. And since the Gemara, Kitanya hi lehashlam, says the Gemara, the way Rav Huna is going to explain that Braisa is talking in a situation where somebody only had one child. He only had a son, or only had a daughter. But that son had children, or that daughter had children. Because that son or daughter had children, that's how it's considered that it's if you fulfilled the mitzvah peririvya. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Bnei Banim Harei Kabanim. What does that mean? Meis Echemahem, if one of your children passed away, Oy Shenim Tzesaurus, or it turns out that one of your children is unable to have children, Lekayim peririvya, you have not fulfilled the obligation of peririvya. But if the whole point is just to bring the neshama to the world, so the fact that that child didn't have children, or the fact that unfortunately that child is unable to have children, shouldn't play a role. You brought the neshama. So says the Gemara, at this point, Tiyufta, Rav Huna is clearly refuted, and it's clear that the mitzvah of having children is to bring the clear that the mitzvah of having children is not just to bring the neshamas to the world, but it also is in order to populate the world. And there are many nafkaminas for this. The first most interesting nafkamina is the Gemara Masechta Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amen Aleph teaches us, Kol Megal Yosef Yisomim Pateich Beisai, if somebody raises an orphan in their home, Malo Lava Kosov Kilo Yolda, it's considered like you're a natural parent. So, if the point of having Puravu is to populate the world, so certainly you fulfilled that mitzvah. But if it's to bring the Shamas to the world, you didn't bring the Shamas if they weren't your children. Another question that the Chelkis Mechaikik says, in order to fulfill this mitzvah, so we're learning there are two reasons for this mitzvah. One reason for the mitzvah is Yichlo Neshamas Shebeguf, to make sure all the Neshamas are brought to, that have to come to this world, come to this world. And the other reason we're learning is because L'Shevus Yitzara, to populate the world. So what will happen if somebody caused a child to be born, but it wasn't through a regular bia? So, but this neshama was born. So it should be that certainly you're fulfilling the mitzvah puravu. You brought a neshama to the world. You're populating the world. Is there a requirement also that in order to fulfill the mitzvah puravu, it has to be done derech bia, in the normal way of having children? It would seem, based on the way we're learning our Gemara, that it shouldn't be required. However, the Chelkis Mechaikik clearly says that in order to fulfill the mitzvah puravu, it has to be derech bia. So we just learned in the Braisa that the Braisa taught us that b'nei bonim hareim kibonim. Sova b'ayilameimer. So b'ayis thought that what does that mean? Bra lebra, that if somebody had a son, and then his son had a son, or Barta Labarta, or somebody had a daughter, and his daughter had a daughter, that's the way you fulfill the mitzvah. The Koshke certainly brought Labarta, that if a daughter had a son, since the sons are considered more significant, you fulfill the mitzvah. Ava Barta Labra, if you had a son, and that son passed away, but he left a daughter, that will not loy. That would not be a fulfillment of the mitzvah Puravu. Amma, Le'rava, so Rava disagreed and said, L'shevus Yitzara Binan. The purpose is to populate the world. So the fact that your son left a daughter doesn't make a difference. Ve'ka, you have populated the world. However, says the Gemara, the Kul Amamiyas, everybody agrees that Trei Michad, if somebody had a son and his son had a boy and a son and a daughter, even Loi, that is not adequate to fulfill the mitzvah puravu. V'loi, says the Gemara, is that true? V'amalei rabbanan l'Rav Sheshes, nesiv etasi, get married, v'abni, and have children. V'amalei, so Rav Sheshes said, I don't have that pressure, because b'nei barati, I have grandchildren. B'nei ninu, they consider as if I fulfilled the mitzvah. But we're learning now that having grandchildren doesn't take away the basic obligation from having your own son and daughter. Says the Gemara, the reason Rav Sheshes said that was for a whole different reason. Hasam the Chuyka Matchalei. He was really just giving them an excuse. The Rav Sheshes Iakar, Rav Sheshes became sterile Mipirkei Rav Huna. He came to Rav Huna's shir, and Rav Huna gave a very long shir, and if somebody needs to urinate and he holds himself back, Rashi explains, that causes him to become sterile. So ask the Shar Mitzvah Balocha, the Alocha is that if somebody has to urinate, he should go to the bathroom. And because of this very concern, so how did Rav Sheshes hold back and not go to the bathroom? So answers the Shar Mitzvah Balocha, he was so engrossed in learning that he forgot to go to the bathroom, and this was what happened. Amalei Rabbi L'Rava Bameri. Menah Amilsad Amar Abonim. From where do we know, in fact, this concept? That B'nai Bonim Areim Kabonim. Ilayim Diksiv. From what Lovin said to Yaakov when Rachel and Leah were leaving him. And he said, Abonos b'noisai v'abonim b'nai elama'ato. So if that's your proof, asked the Gemara. He also said, v'atsoin tsoini hachinami. Does that mean that the sheep that belong to Yaakov Avinu really belong to Lavan? Elo, what does it mean? The konismenei, that you got them through me. Hachinami. All it means is that you had these children, the konismenei, because of me. But it doesn't prove that b'nei bonim areim kabonim. Says the Gemara al Mahocha. The pasuk says, "Vachra bo chetzer al basmocha avi gilad v'teila v'skuv v'ksiv minei mocha yordim chaykim." The pasuk says that Chetzron was from Shevet Yehuda, who married the daughter of Macher, who was the father, and he was the father of Skuv. And it says minei mocha yordim chaykim. It says he was from Shevet Menashe. V'ksiv. How can we say he was from Shevet Menashe? Yehuda is the Mechaikiki. How do we understand that? It must be because Chetzron, who was from Shevet Yehuda, married the daughter of Macher, who was from Nashim, and their children, who are considered from Shevet Yehuda, are considered Mechaikikim. Why? Because B'nai Banim Kimbanim. Says the Gemara, Masnison, that taught us that according to Beis Hillel, once one has a son and a daughter, according to Beis Shammai, once somebody has two sons, he fulfilled the mitzvah per review, is the life of Yeshua. Is not consistent with the opinion of Yeshua. For says the Gemara, the Tanya, Rav Shua Omer, Nasa Adam Isha B'Yaldusa, if somebody married a wife when he was young, still Yisa Isa B'Zaknusa, he should get married again when he's older. You had children when you were a young man. You should have children when you're older. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Baboik Zera Azarecha, Ula Erev Al Tanach Yedecha. Kein Chiyodeya, Eza Yichsha, Hazel Eze, Vim Shneim Ke'echet Toivim. So we see that a person, even though he fulfilled the mitzvah peer review, should still have more children. The Kivaymer, if somebody learned Torah when he was a young man, he should continue learning Torah even when he's an older person. If you had children when you were young, you should have Talmidim when you're old. Keep on doing the same thing. There is a question, the Shulchan Aruch actually brings two opinions, because it's a machlokes rishonim. If a person fulfilled the mitzvah of peer review, and now the Gemara is teaching us, he should still continue having children. And if he loses his wife, he should continue getting married and have children. We learned in our previous year that the mitzvah peer review is such an important mitzvah that one should even sell a sefer Torah in order to fulfill that mitzvah. Do you sell a sefer Torah to fulfill the mitzvah of having children, even though you already fulfilled the mitzvah? Which is really based on a machlokes rishonim, if the mitzvah of the Gemara just said, abaykez raz racha, l'erev l'tanav yadecha, is that a mitzvah d'araisa, or is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan? If it's a mitzvah d'araisa, then the halacha is that you should sell a sefer Torah even for that purpose. If it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you would not be allowed to do so. Says the Gemara, Amru, 12,000 zugim talmidim ha'ilay Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva had 12,000 pairs of talmidim. They give us at Antifras. They were from the cities, give us to Antifras. For kula mesu perikecha, they all died at the same time. They didn't show proper respect to each other. For ha'ya olam shamim, and the world was desolate. They lost all of these talmidim chachamim. At shabar Rabbi Kiva etzor Rabbi Senish b'darim v'shana lahem, and he taught new talmidim, Rameyev, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon, Rav Elazar ben Shamua, v'heim, these few talmidim re-established, rebuilt the Torah by Yisrael. So of course the Mefarshim ask, the Gemara says, Yilmad b'zaknusoy, what pshat? Of course a person may never stop learning. What pshat, Yilmad b'zaknusoy? The Mefarshim say that the way to pronounce the Gemara is Yilamed, that you should continue teaching Torah. A person should continue teaching Torah, not just when he's young, but even when he's older, he should continue teaching Torah. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, because there are advantages to a young person teaching Torah, And there's advantages to older people teaching Torah. A young person teaching Torah has the patience, has the energy, has the enthusiasm. An older person doesn't have that energy and enthusiasm. On the other hand, an older person is a much bigger Talmud Chacham. And therefore, a person should continue teaching Torah both when he's young and when he's old. So Gemara says, ask the Ben Yoyada, that he had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. He had 24,000 Talmidim. So the question is, why doesn't he say they had 24,000? Why does he say he had 12,000 pairs? So Ben Yoyada explains, because the Gemara is trying to teach us a very important lesson, that the proper way of learning Torah is with a chavrusa, with a pair, not to learn Torah by themselves. The Kula Mesa of Perek Echad, they all died at the same time. What was the time that they died? That they died from Pesach to Shavuos. So Aaron Cutler, in a Sefer Mishnah Reb Aaron, explains that the Gemara is teaching us some very, very important lessons. One lesson, he says, that the Gemara is teaching us is that one has to, that a Talmud Chacham, the level of what is expected of a Talmud Chacham is extremely important. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying is that they were great Talmidei Chachamim. But even though they were great Talmidei Chachamim, lo nagu kavod zeh bazeh, they didn't show to each other the proper respect. And if they did not show to each other the proper respect, from a Talmud Chacham, excellence is expected. And that excellence wasn't there. And especially, he explains, the time from Pesach to Shavuos, which is the time when people are supposed to be preparing for Kabbalah Satira. And if the time when we're supposed to be preparing for Kabbalah Satira, we do the opposite of what the Torah expects of us. The Torah expects of us to show such tremendous respect, and they didn't show that respect. That's why they deserve to die, because the Torah expects, I saw that Ali Shore explains this, that the Torah expects that every one of us should show respect to each other. And as I saw, the Ari Yecheskel explains, or Yecheskel Levenstein, that the Torah expects that one Talmud should learn with the other Talmud, help the other Talmud grow in their learning. And if they didn't have that respect to show each other and be ready to help each other grow in their learning, that's what happens. Continues the Gemara, Tana Kula Mesa and Pesach Baratzeres. They all passed away in the period of the year from Pesach to Shavuos. Amar Rav Chama V'Tamar Rav Chiya Bar Oven, Kula Mesa V'Misa Ra. They all died a horrible death. What was the horrible death? Mayi Amar Rav Nachman Askra, asphyxiation. And I saw the morale explains. We've spoken in our shiurim that the purpose of a person, what makes a person great, is his ability to speak. If they didn't speak the way that they're supposed to speak to each other, if they didn't speak to each other the way they're supposed to speak to each other, that's why they don't deserve to live. They didn't use their mouth in the proper way. All right, Master Allah Yeshua, the Allah is indeed like Yeshua, that even if one had children, he fulfilled the mitzvah, he should continue trying to fulfill the mitzvah. Amar Tanchum Amar Chanoi, Kol Adam Shein Lo Isha, any man that doesn't have a wife, Shor B'lai Simcha, he doesn't have Simcha, B'lai Bracha, he doesn't have Bracha, and B'lai Taiva, he's lacking good. B'lai Simcha D'Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'samachta Ata U'Beisecha. B'lai Bracha D'Ksiv, L'aniach Bracha Beisecha. A wife brings bracha to the, a wife brings bracha to the home. B'leitayv d'ksiv, leitayv hayoyis ha'adam levadoi. It's not good to be alone. Merav Amri, and that's a saw they used to say, b'leit, someone who doesn't have a wife is b'leit Torah or b'leit chayma. B'leit Torah d'ksiv, him ain't as rossi. The Torah, the Kabbalah's Torah is compared to standing under the chuppah. So you see this great connection between Torah and getting married. And that's why that says the Klaus Magreb in the Shas HaTshuvas, the Riyatsiv, the minig is that a chassan fasts on the day of his wedding. Because a day of your wedding is a day that you're supposed to recognize that what is the purpose of my getting married? The purpose of getting married is not for just to have a wife. It's for me to grow in Torah, to have the ruchnius in the world, not the gashmius. And that's why he also says many people have the minig that they don't wear a talis until they get married. Because shkula mitzvah, tzitzis is equivalent to the tariq mitzvahs. And without somebody being married, you're not fulfilling the tariq mitzvahs. The wife is a protection. And that's why we have the minig that the kala circles the chosin under the chuppah 7 times. Just like the wall of Yericho was encircled 7 times, so too the kala is the one that protects us. I saw that the Tver Yecheskel says that Chosin stands for Chedushei Torah Nechayim. Once somebody gets married, Chedushei Torah Nechayim, he's able to learn Torah properly. Moreover, I saw that that's the basis for the minig that many people have, that the kala sends a gift to the Chosin, Shas, and other Sfarim. Because they say, now that you're getting married, you'll be able to have Torah. Anybody who's aware that his wife is Yir Shemayim, and he doesn't have relations with her when he's supposed to, Nikri Chaytish. That is our obligation. A person has to have relations when you leave the Loisechta. Ask the Gemara, HaMehoch Nafka, is that the Pasuk that teaches us this halacha? For mehasim nafka, the elishech chukaseich, melamed, yishemishtakekes abalo, a wife is expecting from her husband to have this intimacy, b'shashu ha'itzul ha'derech. Amram, Rav Yisrael Nitzcha, elos samach levesta. Even though this is a time that normally the Nala have relations, so some Rishonim say, but if he's going on a trip, he could have relations. We don't pass in that way. And the way most Rishonim explain this Gemara means that if somebody's going on a trip at that time, he should be mefayis, he should show closeness to his wife with words, but not with intimacy. The kama, how as much is the time when the time a woman is expecting at a period that you're not allowed to have relations with her? Amarava oina. The time, that day or that night. But our Zerua says that we're machmer, that if she's expecting by day, we're ready the night before Asr. If she's expecting to see by night, the day before is Asr. V'hani mili, l'dvar rishus. This halacha, that we have to have relations, is only if the husband went out on a trip that isn't a mitzvah. Al dvar mitzvah, if he's traveling for dvar mitzvah, mitridi, he's preoccupied, and as many Rishonim say, he's an oisib mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, and therefore this obligation isn't incumbent on him.